Over the past few years, we have seen many new launch condo prices reaching levels that many buyers never imagined. A typical new launch today can easily fetch 2,000 per square feet in many locations. Come 2027 onwards, it will be more than 3,000 per square feet for some launches. This is indeed unbelievable. But at the same time, there are many resale condos that are 10, 15 or even 30 years old that are selling at a significant discount. So, the million dollar question is, are resale condo becoming a forgotten opportunity? Or are buyers paying more for new launch for good reasons? Well, today, I will compare resale versus new launch condo in 2026 and discuss which one has better potential for capital appreciation, rental demand, and long-term value. As mentioned in my past video, one of the biggest story in the Singapore property market is the widening gap between new launch and resale property. Developers are launching projects at a much higher prices, partially due to the entry of foreign players that push up land bids. This is coupled with higher construction costs and also higher profit margin, all thanks to persistent demand from potential buyers. This will only mean higher new launch prices going forward. Higher price will ultimately be passed on to consumers like you. For example, a new launch near an area may command, say, 2,100 per square feet, but a nearby 15 years old resale condo is only trending at 1,005 per square feet or a 40% discount. This is a huge difference, my friend. For the same amount of money, you can easily afford a resale 3-bedroom instead of a 2-bedroom new home. This is a staggering price gap. Many buyers worry, will my resale condo lose value because it is older? The answer is not so simple. Not every old condo perform badly, my friend. But I know many will say, old condo cannot buy. I mean, they have their own argument. But not for me. Some older resale condo have continued to appreciate because of their excellent location, large land area, functional layout, and strong demand from families. One good example is the Anchorage that I have highlighted in my earlier video. Even though its TOP back in 1997, it has performed far better than many of its nearby neighbors. Anyway, recently I went to Pandan Valley and saw a listing. This place is huge. It occupies a land size of close to 900,000 square feet. The unit itself is also huge. It measures 2,500 square feet and comes with 4 bedroom. Its PSF is relatively attractive at close to 1,400 per square feet for a freehold apartment. Here, if you are keen, do let me know. Resale condo often have an advantage in terms of rental yield. For example, new launch, price at 2.5 million, rent out at $6,000 per month, your yield is 2.9%. For resale, price 1.8 million, rent out 5,500 per month, your yield at 3.7%. Plus, you get more space for the lower price and indirectly also lower risk. In addition, this also means less competition for the same kind of unit. You'll be easier to rent it out to. Usually, resale units generate a higher rental yield because the purchase price is lower. For investors who focus on cash flow, resale condo can be an attractive bet too. This is where things get interesting. New launches have the advantage of a newer lease and the latest design. But resale condo already win when buyers enter at a lower price, and new launch pricing will help to push up resale value. This has happened most of the time if you've been watching my earlier videos from East Coast to Canberra to the West Coast. In fact, it happened across Singapore. Still don't believe in me? Never mind. Let me give you an example. Back in 2018, when Sterling Residence was selling at 1760 PSF, older resale condo such as the Queens was only trending at 1,002 per square feet. This is an aging 99 years condo. Today, Queen prices have hit 1857 PSF. If we compare both of them, Sterling has increased by 37%, whereas Queen's has outperformed by 51%. So next time, if someone tells you resale property will not increase in value as compared to new home, please kindly ignore them. They only have a certain narrative to paint to you. For own state buyers, buying a good resale condo can provide better value. You may get a larger living space, better location, mature amenities, and most importantly, at a lower entry price. Here, it will be safer if there is any headwind ahead. Resale condo also offer better rental demand and easier to exit to the next buyer. For 2026 and beyond, I place my bet on resale. They are ultimately a safer bet going forward.